a lot of this, I'm having trouble keeping track because there's so many things happening right now, but we'll try to get through most of it. Hopefully I can touch on all of it. Speaking of boating, we have a boating safety class that's going to be offered starting April 18th, running through May 9th. Again, it's being put on by the U.S. Power Squadron here in Sturgeon Bay.
They do a good job of that,
don't
they?
They do a great job putting on our basic boater safety courses and some advanced boater safety courses. And again, this course will be held at the NWTC, the Northeast Wisconsin Technical College here in Sturgeon Bay. Again, that's April 18th through May 9th. It's Wednesdays at 6:30 for that duration. And
once a week.
Once a week. And then they're also offering, at the same time, there's going to be also held a course in Washington Island. And how they're going to do that is they're going to use NWTC's distance learning ITV technology, and they're going to simultaneously teach the course on Washington Island by, I suppose, with live feed from the Sturgeon Bay course. So if you're in need of a boater safety course and you live on the island, again, that's also going to be offered to you April 18th through May 9th. So
where are they going to do it?
That one looks like the Washington Island School, and, of course, the other one's at NWTC here in town. So if you're interested for registration, you have to be pre-registered. You can contact Bob DeNoto at the U.S. Power Squadron here in Sturgeon Bay for the Sturgeon Bay course. Bob's phone number is 920-493-0287, 493-0287. The Washington Island course, pre-registration is also required. Fred Hankwitz and Lisa Gibson are the two contacts, 920-847-3161, 847-3161. And again, if you didn't get that information, you can go on the DNR website and call up the boater safety class that's listed there, or give our office a call, or my office. I can give out my number too, 746-2871, 746-2871, and I'll get you that information so you can get signed up for that course.
Now, who has to take a boating safety course?
The law is now that anybody that wants to operate a boat by themselves and that's born after January 1st of 1989 is required to have a boater safety course.
So you're already 22 years old.
Correct.
It's not kids anymore.
Yep, not kids anymore. So keep that in mind, especially if you own some personal watercraft and you have friends or family that are going to come up and operate, make sure that they have those certification requirements completed. So
do you have to have that for a sailboat too? If you go out on a sail without power?
Operate a motorboat.
A motorboat
by yourself. So
I took that course years ago, and they offered it. It was over at the Yacht Club. I remember Dr. Grota and Fred Sorensen were the instructors.
Yeah.
They're both gone now, but
you recall much from the course? Or it's,
Red Right Returning is the one
thing
I remember.
Yep. That's little adages like that, yep.
And, but, of course, safety.
Yep.
They just stress safety.
Yep. And probably
little things make a big difference.
And probably not as much change. Not much has changed since you took the course, but that's great information, even if you are an avid boater, to be familiarized with a lot of that safety and boating requirements, and check with your insurance agent. By taking this simple course, you might get yourself a reduction on your insurance rates too. Everybody's policy is different, but you might want to inquire into that, so keep that in mind. So boater safety, regarding, that's all we have really right now offered in Door County, are those boater safety courses. Kewaunee County, I just wanted to mention, there's a couple of hunter education courses still being offered. Looks like there's one at the Kewaunee Trap Club that's running in April, the 16th through the 20th of April. And then also there's another one being held at the Black Ash Gun Club in Algoma that's running the 23rd through the 29th. So if you didn't get in on the four courses here in Sturgeon Bay, we've already started we've completed two courses here in Sturgeon Bay, and we have another two that we're just starting now. Kind of late to get in on those. I think they're pretty much filled up, or they are filled up, but you can still, there's a couple here in Kewaunee County. And then if you wanted to travel a little bit farther, there is, I did find in Brown County, Bay Beach Sanctuary has a boat safety course in April. There's the ATV course in New Franken in April, and then there's also a trapper education course in May in Suamico. So if you need some of that stuff.
New Franken is just across the county line from Kewaunee County.
So a couple of, if you need those, and that's where you want to go. Also, just a reminder, boaters, ATV, and snowmobile, there are courses online that you can take to fulfill the requirements. So if you can't make it to any of these classes, I always recommend people take these traditional courses where you can actually speak with an instructor and other students.
Face to face is good.
Get your questions answered and come up with ideas and things like that to talk about. And I think that's always a little bit better. But if you're in a pinch and you just can't make those courses, there's also the online version. So just a reminder.
When you do it online, it's just you and the system. But if you're face to face with a group of people, you learn from the other people's questions too.
Correct.
And everybody talks about things.
Correct. Discussions get brought, things that you might not have thought about yourself, somebody else comes up with. And I think you learn a lot more from attending those traditional courses. So,
so
keep that in
boating
mind.
Boating season is really moving in.
Yeah, it's here. And
in the middle of March.
We're going to get warmer later in the week here, so I'm sure we'll see even more boats getting put in the water.
But that'll be good for the tourist business too, though, in Door County. But that means you'll be busier too, because you'll be out checking fishermen and
that's quite all right.
Doing a lot of things.
Yeah, I'd rather have it busy, so that's great that the launches are opening and people can get out and fish.
So, now, you said perch fishing on Green Bay is only
through the 15th.
Through the 15th.
Correct.
And then what, is a month?